Good morning and welcome to Vineville Baptist Church. My name is Lynn Hinesman and I am serving as Deacon of the Week. If you are visiting with us today and would like for us to reach out to you, please fill out the visitor's card in the pew pockets and put it in the offering plate during the offertory after the children's sermon. We welcome our guest musicians here this morning as the choir presents the cantata, O Holy Light. The church and the choir and musicians are excited to lead in this time of worship as we celebrate the coming of the light of the world, Jesus Christ. We thank you, everyone who has participated in getting this presentation ready. We draw your attention to several wonderful opportunities of service and leadership and worship this week. We are hosting a blood drive on Tuesday, so please sign up if you are able to give. We are serving a Christmas meal at the residents of the Dempsey Hotel on Thursday, and details can be found in the bulletin. You also have opportunity to purchase new children's books for second through fourth graders at Vineville Academy, and our children's choir will do their Christmas program this Wednesday following a Christmas dinner in the activities building. Please take time to look through your bulletin for other announcements. But now we invite you to turn your attentions to preparing your hearts for worship. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the Prince of Peace, and our Redeemer. We invite your Holy Spirit to fill the sanctuary in our hearts through the music and message of these songs. The foretold Messiah coming to Bethlehem and to the world through a baby Jesus. The story unfolds through the words of the music, and we know that the stable is just the beginning. And it ends with the cross and resurrection. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. So this morning, you guys might have noticed that things look a little bit different in the church. We have a lot of very talented people that are going to be sharing their gifts with us and helping us worship God this morning. From the choir to the brass, the piano and the orchestra, all of these people have unique gifts that God has given them. What's awesome is that they're willing to share them with us and show their thanks to God by using their talents to help us worship this morning. You guys also have some pretty awesome gifts, and you've also helped us worship in church, and you will continue to do that on Wednesday night. And even outside of church, you guys have some other gifts as well that we've noticed. You're good brothers and sisters as you take care of your siblings. You're good athletes and love your teammates that are on the same team and the other team as you. You care for animals that you see that need love, and you build really cool things with your hands. As you continue to grow up, remember that God has given you some really neat gifts and continue to thank Him for those. And with time, find ways that you can praise God and show His love to others through the gifts and talents that you have. Let's pray and thank God for what He's given us. Dear Lord, thank you for all the gifts and talents you've given every single one of us. I pray that we would all find ways to use them to honor you and point others towards you. Thank you for this church and all the gifts and talents that make up our congregation, and that we would be good stewards of all you have entrusted with us. Now we pray the prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
here safely. Lord, we thank you for the choir. We thank you for the orchestra. We thank you for Anne. We thank you for those behind the scenes helping us broadcast this out beyond our church walls. We thank you for each person here. We thank you for the faces that we haven't seen in a while that are here this morning that just warms our hearts. Lord, as we present this program, we place it at your feet. May it glorify you, may it honor you, and may the message of our Savior's birth, his humble birth, a king born in a stable, that didn't have to come, but he did, to be with us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this church. We thank you for this time of worship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. The light of the world will come to the earth.
The world needed the light of Christ.
Hope was in short supply.
The prophet Isaiah foretold the coming of the Savior.
Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what they can see?
But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy.
Come, Emmanuel, from our fears and sins release us.
Come, Emmanuel, we long for your advent.
Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Creator became the created, that we could know him.
Angels announced the birth first to shepherds on a lonely Judean hillside.
Fear not, these are tidings of great joy.
He shall be called Wonderful,
Counselor,
the Mighty God,
the Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace.
Worship the newborn King.
Worship the Child of Joy.
Shepherds worshipped him, kings bowed down to him.
And yet, this King of Kings was born that night in an humble stable.
A simple entrance into the world that changed it forever.
Sing and rejoice, Emmanuel, God is with us.
Celebrate God's gift of love and dance for joy.
Thank you.
Today we lit the candle of peace.
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through Christ.
Follow us to Bethlehem. Walk the dusty roads to a manger where no one would expect the light of the world to first reside on earth.
Now come into the stable lit by simple candles and embrace the peace of God.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of light.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
This holy light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you. are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all of the house.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Father God, your gift of love overwhelms us and fills our hearts with joy. May we respond by never fearing the darkness of this world, but instead by sharing your holy light that will never be quenched. Amen. Rejoice.
The light of the world has come to earth.
The world still needs the light of Christ.
Hope is sometimes in short supply.
And yet we rejoice as we share this good news.
O come, all ye faithful, we are truly joyful and triumphant.
People, arise, open your eyes.
Our light has come.
Thank you. Reverend Blizzard, thank you so much. Thank you, choir. We could just feel your excitement and your love and your joy. You can just see it in your faces. Thank you, orchestra. It's fun to come together like this. The Bible teaches us that some are called to preach and some are called to teach. Some are called to serve. Some have special gifts, singing, playing, and it all comes together and the gospel is presented and people's lives are changed and inspired, and we are the beneficiaries of your work and your practice. When did y'all start rehearsing? September. You don't realize how long they've been rehearsing and been practicing to bring all of this together. Thank you so much. Thank you. It is traditional in the Baptist Church to have a hymn of response, and we're going to sing that in just a moment. Arise, Your Light Has Come, hymn 87. But before we do, we always give a word of invitation. A word of invitation simply meaning that every time we come together, we have a time to recommit our lives to Christ, to recommit our lives to our daily walk with Jesus. We have the opportunity to search our souls and confess our sins. And because of the arrangement this morning, we won't necessarily ask you to come forward because I couldn't get to you. But we will ask you to make that decision in your pew. It's a time of meditation. It's a time where you and the Lord meet together, and I hope this message has inspired you to do that. So let's stand together and let's sing hymn 87, Arise, Your Light Is Come. Let me go over just a few things with you. Be sure and pay attention to all the announcements that are in your bulletin because there's a lot of activities that are going on during the week and on Wednesday night and Sundays as well. This morning, the flowers are placed in honor of Virginia Sutton, who celebrates her 100th birthday today. And so we would ask that you contact her, write her, celebrate with her, and let her know that you're thinking of her. I also want to ask you to continue praying for your pastor search committee. Regardless of what you may think, they are working. And let me just share with you, because there's a good crowd here today, they spent the first 6 months putting together the profile of everything that you had given to them, you know, listening sessions, surveys, and then they started receiving resumes around July, August, September. So they have really just started looking at those resumes and listening and contacting, et cetera, et cetera. But I can assure you that from Thanksgiving on to the end of the year, there's not going to be much going on either side. But your committee is working. And if you pray for them and encourage them, because they have a lot of work to do in the future. Also, we're very happy that Betty Glover is back with us. Betty had a fall a couple weeks ago. Betty, we're glad you're back and feeling better. And Charles Scheibel, is Charles still here? Charles and Pat, we are glad you're here. When Charles failed, he was out, but we lost Pat too because she was home taking care of him. And two people who are an integral part of this church. You have been missed, and we are happy to see that you're here, and we thank you, and we certainly have prayed for you, and it means a lot to us to see you here with us today. There are other things, that other concerns that I'm sure each and every one has, and you know what those are. We would ask for you to pray for those individuals and just ask the Lord to bless those who are going through difficult times this time of year. May we pray together. Oh, yes, the XYZ is meeting on the 21st. Yes, the 21st. I think that was somebody mentioned the 14th, and if you come on the 14th, you'll be here by yourself. But come on the 21st. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this presentation this morning, for our musicians, for our choir, for everyone who had a part in putting this together, because we have truly been blessed. We ask that our light will shine, that people, not only will we live what the Bible says, but people will hear what it says through our lives, through our voice, through our actions. Go with us now. In Jesus' name, amen.